opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
And what I'm going to do with my double play here, Linnell, is turn it over to Darius.
Dad?
I love you, Dad. So the backdrop here is our guy, Darius, who only loves DC Comics.
Wrong.
I'll tell you what. He only loves DC Comics, DC comic book movies.
Wrong.
That's what he cares about.
So wrong.
He said, well, just what you're, it's not about what you say, it's about what your actions say. Who thinks Marvel is what was the body language quote? A waste of time and energy and effort.
Jeez.
This latest phase is a joke. I'm going wherever James Gunn goes. I think that's the body language quote that you get, not the actual word quote.
Unbelievable.
But he wears his Loki shirt.
It is unbelievable, Darius.
Yeah, as I wear a Loki shirt. Yeah.
you probably found it on sale. Anyway, I kid because there's very little to make fun of you about. So, you did something special last night. Tell the people.
So apparently there was a promotion through Amazon Prime where they were giving the opportunity to see an advanced screening of the new Superman movie, which is now the launch of the new DC universe that James Gunn has taken over. James Gunn's known for doing the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. He's relaunched the DC universe, and the first official film of that DC universe is the new Superman movie, which I got to see last night, which is awesome.
So here is what the main issue I found with the shtick aside. The Dark Knight films, which kind of were Christopher Nolan's standalone trilogy, don't really fit into the larger DC universe writ large. So I kind of put them separate. But since then, they've tried to match what Marvel has done in some way.
Right, with the Snyderverse, as people put it.
Yes.
Which was, what's his name?
Zack Snyder.
Yeah, Zack Snyder. Zack Snyder was the director of those series of movies.
Yeah, and what their biggest pitfall to me was they tried to do what Marvel took years to do, right, in one movie, where you've got to sit through the occasional, this second Thor movie kind of sucks. Yeah, this, Captain Marvel with Brie Larson is not the greatest film ever. It's not terrible. Not as bad as people say, by the way, but still, it's not that good. Iron Man 2, Iron Man 3. Like, some of these things aren't that awesome, but they took their time. They took their time. They gave you all these characters, gave them ups, downs, and betweens, gave them conflicts, gave them resolutions, gave them points of view, gave them 360 panoramic. Let them breathe. DC's like, listen, I've got a Batman movie. We should put everybody in it and not really have you care about them at all and just give Wonder Woman different music when she comes on screen for the first time. They're shoehorning everybody. My worry is that's what they're doing again. There's 70,000 people just in this trailer, including Crypto, which should be like 50 movies in. You can finally be like, okay, cool, Superman has a dog. And it's just in there. But anyway, I turn it over to you. You saw the new Superman. Go.
So I will say As you mentioned, I am not much of a DC guy. I haven't watched much of the DC movies. I saw Batman vs. Superman. I saw Justice League. That was pretty much it. And I saw the first Suicide Squad movie. That was it. Other than that, I didn't see Man of Steel.
You didn't see Wonder Woman?
No. Actually, I saw the first Wonder Woman. Yeah, I didn't see the second Wonder Woman. And I saw Aquaman. Okay, so I guess I am a DC guy.
Thank you. See what I'm saying, Linnell? He tried to pretend. He's
doing it. Marvel.
You can't hide from who you are.
Yeah. No. yes, to your point, they did rush all that stuff in the original DC universe. This iteration of the new DC universe, I'll say overall, I enjoyed the movie. I had a great experience. I thought the movie was fun. It definitely has that James Gunn appeal to it, where it has some of that unserious comedic value to it.
Yeah.
In various portions of the movie. But throughout the totality of the movie, it does take itself seriously for its ultimate goal. The part of the movie that did bother me was, yes, they definitely throw some characters at you that they just expect you to know. And I think that's unfair. Especially in my case, as a guy who doesn't really keep up with the DC universe and DC comics as it is, two of the trio of, actually, it's really a quartet of characters that they introduce along the movie as the movie goes. I know nothing about those characters. And I'm just expected to know who they are and what their powers are and what they do. And I spent a good portion of the movie being confused by, okay, what does this person do?
Right.
How does this person have his powers? That doesn't make any sense. So that part bothered me, but I would say that's probably about the only part of the movie that bothered me, was that they just threw those characters at you and expected you to know them. Other than that, I thought David Cornsweet, who plays Superman, I thought he was awesome.
I heard he is really good.
He was incredible as Superman. Nicholas Holt, who played Lex Luthor, absolutely incredible. I thought he was really good as Lex.
So he's the dude folks might remember. He's been in a lot of stuff, but he was young Beast.
That's right.
The X-Men.
Yeah, the new version of the X-Men.
Yeah, yes. So the younger version of that, which is good. I think he's been good at everything he's ever been in.
He's just awesome.
As a quick side.
Yeah, he was great.
So this is my question. So it's like Supergirl and Ultraman, even if that is Ultraman. I don't even know if it's Ultraman or not. It looks like Ultraman. Maybe I'm made to think it's Ultraman. It's not Ultraman. I don't know. But all these different people. You don't even have the regular. I know, Linnell. Hold on. Just you're fine. You don't have the regular Green Lantern.
Linnell's just a bystander.
You got the second Green Lantern.
Correct. Yes.
Or even the third Green Lantern. And I'm sure you're supposed to know. And doesn't take you out of it? That doesn't frustrate you to the point you can't enjoy it?
It didn't fully take me out of it, but it definitely left a sour taste, I would say. At the end of the movie, it left a sour taste. Like, dang, I kind of wish I would have gotten more background on some of those characters. Because they are a big part of the movie, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in the movie plenty. So it's not like they just throw them in there, their cameo, and then they say, oh, goodbye, we'll see you in, you know, in 3 years when there's a new movie. It's not that. They are definitely a prominent part of the movie. But you're just kind of expected to know who they are, what their powers are, and the movie just goes on and says, okay, cool.
This is why I'll never be able to engage in these conversations, and they're fun. I love, you know, doing the fly on the wall bit, and I love hearing you guys talk about this. If you guys feel this way about it now, and you've been following this thing for years, what is a guy like me who just watched X-Men for the first time like a month ago?
You, frankly, and I'm trying to say this respectfully, there's a great movie called The Big Lebowski, one of my favorite movies of all time.
I haven't seen that one either.
Of course you haven't. But for dudes my age, it's the thing that you watched, right?
Okay.
When you come home late from the bars, hammered, you put on The Big Lebowski. You watch it when you're hungover Sunday morning, put on The Big Lebowski. There's a great moment where the dude, who's the main character, he turns to Donnie, okay, who's played by Steve Buscemi, brilliantly supporting actor. And he and Jod Goodman, there's a three-way conversation going on. And Donnie has been bowling. And so John Goodman's character and the dude, Walter Sobchak is his name, and the dude are having a conversation. And Donnie is lost. Donnie starts asking a question that's only tangentially related to the main topic. You follow me? And it's not even the right main topic.
That's tough.
So Walter Sobchak turns to him in the middle of a rant and says, Donnie, you're out of your element. That's what's happening here. Linnell, respectfully, you're out of your element.
I am, and I can take that.
Yeah.
It's okay. Because I have other things that I do that are cool.
Absolutely.
You know?
And then, I don't think anyone's saying this is cool, what Darius and I are talking about.
I think it's pretty cool.
It's decidedly uncool, if I can say that.
I mean, it's just one of the biggest movies of the summer.
It's
going to cross 200,
geez, just tell me
cross
that
200
I,
million
know.
This weekend.
All right. So you think it'll do that?
It'll get close, yeah. Yeah, projections are putting it close to 200 million.
Man, I plan on seeing it, yeah. So I'm excited. So one of the reasons I wanted to do this was I had to talk about the new Superman. I'm excited but nervous. I have been led down this road before, and I got a hearty punch in the nose. Like, not like a jab either, like a right cross, like a Hadouken, like Street Fighter, blast to the nose. But it has shattered it and left me near dead. I won.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To give you a chance to talk about it and talk about it with you, but also wanted to debut the Darius Dammann rating system.
Yeah.
Grant has buffalo wings out of 10. I have carbohydrates on my scale of 10. Darius, do you have a drum roll for yourself here?
Give me a second. Let me see if I can start one up.
I'm gonna vamp for a second while Darius pulls the drum roll out. This is the Darius Dammann rating scale. I gave suggestions yesterday. I don't know what he's picked, but he has a rating scale. Again, I've got carbs. Grant's got buffalo wings. Darius Dammann. As soon as this drum is done, will tell us his rating scale for movies.
My rating scale for movies will be based on egg rolls.
Egg rolls.
Egg rolls. Egg rolls. There
egg
rolls. We go.
Egg rolls.
Favorite, I would say.
Darius loves egg rolls so much.
We love egg rolls. That'd be my eating contest food. Like I said, enjoyed the movie, had a ton of fun with the movie, thought the action was great, CGI was very well done, acting itself was great. Again, the only sour part that left me wanting more was that the additional characters in the movie and the cameos in the movie, I just wanted more from them. I wanted to understand more about those characters. Otherwise, I would give this movie, are we going to do out of 10 or out of 5?
It's your scale, brother.
Let's do out of 10. Out of 10, I'm going to give it 7.5 egg rolls out of 10. 7.5 egg rolls. And I don't want that to sound like a sour 7.5. I think that's a really strong 7.5.
It's a strong 7.5.
It could really be an 8.
It's egg rolls with duck sauce.
Yes.
I love duck sauce.
Yes.
Do you go, now we talked about this before, but you generally go 2 duck sauce bites, 1 mustard bite?
That'd be correct, yes. That's the correct way to do it.
Mm-hmm. That's
you want to start it with the duck sauce to get that first bite?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Then you want to put the mustard in there?
Yep.
And then you want to towards the end, you want to finish with the duck sauce.
So how do you do the series? Do you go 1-1-1? In other words, so think about it, duck sauce is home game and mustard is road game. Are you a 1-1-1 guy or are you a 1-2-1 guy?
It depends.
Or 2-1.
Actually, that's
a good, you know what I'm saying?
That's a good observation. I would say I'm more 1-2-1. Yeah, because I definitely make sure I get
but
that
full
mustard.
But you don't go mustard first?
No, I don't go mustard first, but I get that full mustard in the middle.
So you go duck sauce 1, duck sauce 2, then mustard?
No. Duck sauce 1, then mustard. Mustard
that's,
again.
That's
finish off the packet.
You double mustard?
Yes.
You go 2 mustards?
Two mustards?
Aggressive.
We literally just established that you go duck sauce twice.
We did, but it's aggressive, I'll be honest. Mustard with the egg? I know people do it. I'm just a duck sauce guy.
The hot mustard? is phenomenal. Why would?
Well, I know it's great.
Wait.
Okay. I know we got to go to break.
I'm saying, let's just say if I take, let's just say we have egg rolls, four bites.
We have a single egg roll.
Yeah.
You have unlimited amounts of duck sauce and mustard.
Yes.
Go.
My first bite to get into the egg roll is with duck sauce.
Yes.
Once the egg roll is open and the steam is rising from it, we're going mustard until we get to that fourth bite, and then that fourth and final bite will be duck sauce.
Are you trying to like evenly disperse the sauce? Do you have do you favor one over the other? Duck sauce is so much better than spicy mustard, though, Darius. So like, show some more love to the orange sauce.
That's to be debated, but we do need to go to break.
We have to go to break. You literally said you go two duck sauces, then one mustard, and then you change your whole paradigm.
Well,
I don't even know what to believe in DC, Darius. Don't Worry Blitz is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.